Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, welcome to the Study of God podcast. This is episode number 53. Let's start out today, as we should. Let's start out today, as we should, reading the Word of God, the Holy Bible itself. And today's passage of Scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, which reads, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." Today's words from a theologian are from Simeon, the New Theologian. He said, "When men search for God with their bodily eyes, they find him nowhere, for he is invisible. But for those who ponder in the Spirit, he is present everywhere. He is in all, yet beyond all." Our study of God topic for today is titled The Theology of James, Part 2, from the Moody Handbook of Theology by Dr. Paul Inns. Dr. Paul Inns continues, "Theological purpose. The Hebrew believers were encountering trials, undoubtedly persecution from unbelieving Jews. Since the believers did not know how to understand or cope with the persecution, James wrote to give them insight within the assembly. Carnality prevailed." With the emphasis of James on the problems of the rich, there were undoubtedly divisions between rich and poor in the assembly. James, as Amos in the Old Testament, wrote to condemn wrong attitudes in the matter of money and oppression of the poor. James's purpose in writing was to give the corrective to the carnal spirit that prevailed, showing faith as the antidote to the problems. The discussion of theology of James, the scriptures. There is a strong emphasis in the Old Testament there is a strong emphasis on the Old Testament in the book of James. In his five chapters, James refers or alludes to 22 books of the Old Testament. By doing this, James obviates the need for any formal statement of inspiration. He merely assumes it. This reflects that James was steeped in the Old Testament and was writing to a Jewish audience equally familiar with the Old Testament. But since the epistle had a wide audience, it also suggests the importance of the Old Testament for the church. There is an emphasis on the teaching of Jesus. James contains some 15 allusions to the Sermon on the Mount. Since James was unconverted during the life of Christ, he must have gathered information about Jesus's teaching from those who heard him. There is an emphasis on the authority of Scripture. James refers to the word of truth that has power to save people. He refers to the scripture as the final point of appeal. Scripture is the final authority. James rebukes the quarreling of his addresses and bases the rebuke on the authority of Holy Scripture. There is an emphasis on the work of Scripture. The Scripture has power to save a soul. The Scripture reveals man's sin. The Scripture judges in the present and in the last day. Let's pray. Holy Father God, thank you for our time together. Help us to grow thereby. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Beloved, before we close, I want to remind you that while it is important to engage in the study of God, it is far more important that you have a relationship with God. I fear that there are many people who will die knowing a lot about God, but not really knowing God. You don't want to be in that number. If you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, here's how. Accept the fact that you are a sinner, and that you have broken God's law at some point in your life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Jesus Christ. If He is not your Savior, that's where you're headed, according to the Scriptures. In fact, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states very clearly in Revelation 21, verse 8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Yes, I know, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said Himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, because if you are still living in this world, God loves you. So for God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you, believeth in Him, trusts in Him, has faith in Him, Jesus Christ, should not perish in a place called hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with Him in heaven. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and He will. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Dear friend, pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you until we meet again.